You're listening to Irish Radio Canada's Roaming Abroad, and 2027 is a big year for so many things. The Canada Ireland 180 is happening, and also in April, a huge, and I must say it is a huge event, is going to happen, and that is in, I think it will be in Toronto, and it is the Cultus Cultural Experience, which is a celebration of Ireland in North America, and it's April 1 and it runs until April 4. So it is the North American Convention of Cultus Culturae Éireann, and it'll take place at the Sheraton Hotel on Dixon Road in Toronto near the airport. And Anne Gorman McKinney is here with me, and lots of work ahead. Gramila Mahagut, thanks for Hello. Coming along. A mammoth undertaking.
It is. Biggest one that Cultus Canadian Eastern Region has taken on since 2005 in Ottawa. So that's what? It's going to be
22 years, because at that one in 2005, Eamon O'Loughlin was the one at that one that encouraged me to get into broadcasting.
Oh, there you go. Very fond memories of Eamon at conventions and sessions and all the events at the Irish clubs in Toronto at the time.
Yeah. So and so we're covering all of North America, and with all these things, you want to sell out, you want to fill the halls and everything else, which means you must have a limit on numbers, because while you wish to say we can take as many as we want, yeah, I know you can't.
Right, because the hotel only can hold so many as well, right?
Yeah.
And like even for the banquet, it's not the 450 people we're hoping to have throughout the weekend. It doesn't seat that many. I don't have the numbers in front of me, Austin. I didn't know I needed that.
No, but you know, roughly, you know, I'm sure what, you must be limited to about 250 maybe?
For the banquet, we're hoping for 300, I believe.
Okay.
It might even be more than that.
Well, you're right.
So we have also dignitaries from Ireland coming. So,
so where I'm coming from, Anne, is no more than saying that given that this is covering all of North America, seating is actually limited.
Yeah, just for the big event, yeah, the banquet. But for the Cayleys, they put the tables back and the dancers get on the floor and don't really need much of a seat because they're dancing the whole time. If you remember, all day, all night, they want to go dancing. So, and then we have late night Cayleys as well in smaller rooms.
When people come together for a function like this, it's a great opportunity for people to reconnect from all over North America, and they would know each other. And part of all this as well is that I'm sure there are workshops.
There's many workshops, yes. In fact, we're about to roll out the workshop schedule, hopefully by middle of September. We'd like to get it out before the Canadian Eastern Region AGM in Toronto at the hotel October 24th this year. That way we have, you know, people getting excited about it, and then they come see the hotel and then they're like, oh, they're going to get familiarized with what room. And I mean, obviously last minute planning will may change things, but I think in the very small print somewhere on all of our flyers, yes, here it is. Please note, event list subject to change. But yeah, we're getting very excited. I can name off some of the big headliners if you'd like.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic.
We have our star couple, set dance callers, Padraig and Róisín McEnany, are coming again. I think this is their first time to do a convention in Canada. So we're very excited about that. They're very popular. And Róisín is actually a musician as well, so she'll be partaking in the sessions after the Cayleys as well. We have Blackie O'Connell coming, fabulous Ellen Piper out of Clare, County Clare.
Yeah.
And then our headliner for the banquet is the John Whelan Cayley Band, and he's situated out of Seattle at the moment, but he's been from all of the northeastern United States, and well, he traveled up to Canada for some workshops before as well. And we'll be excited to have John there. He's got a lot of energy, beautiful button accordion player. And he backs up with, I think, Dolan on the piano there. I can't remember who else is in the band, but yeah, we're excited about that. We have a storyteller coming named Liz Weir. I believe she's award-winning too. Wish I had my counterpart on my sleeve here, telling more details on these people. But I'm mostly the promotions officer for the event.
Right.
Don Mescal, and we do doing some workshops on songwriting, I believe. We have Killian Vallelay, who's from the States at the moment, I believe.
Right.
Ellen Piper, but we're having him here for whistle, I believe, and possibly flute. I can't remember the list.
Right.
And then we're going to be featuring the Ontario Ellen Pipers Club. I'm not sure if you're familiar that they formed about a year ago.
No.
A year and a half, possibly. And they meet every first Sunday, I think it is, of the month in Mississauga at the Irish Canadian Club. And they've grown, I think, in numbers. And last I heard it was at least 40.
Wow.
Maybe not always coming out every week, every month, but they're growing in numbers. And it's amazing that we have that many Ellen Pipers in Canada. Like, nobody knew.
Well, I remember before I emigrated in the early 70s, I was living in Dublin and the Pipers Club was up the road. And that was at a time when Ellen Piping was only just about turning the corner. You had Paddy Maloney and Leo Rousham and some of the others coming together, because it was considered Ellen Piping was nearly going to go become nearly extinct, that there weren't enough players and there wasn't enough enthusiasm. But that you have 40 players in a membership in a suburb of Toronto is powerful.
Yeah. Well, they're calling themselves Ontario Irish Pipers. So,
right.
I mean, like Spencer is in Ottawa, Spencer Murray, but he was formerly of the Toronto area. So, you know, we've got pockets of Pipers everywhere, and if they can make it in, they do, or if they're in town.
Yeah.
And they also may be meeting sometimes on Zoom. I'm not sure. Just to, hey, this is a new tune I'm working on. It's great. It's a great friendship, supporters of each other. Always open to teaching new people. It's amazing.
So we have, go on ahead.
So we also have, so Sean Tracy branch is a very big Dublin branch of Cultus.
Yep.
They're bringing, I believe, 90 people from Ireland.
Wow.
Yes. I can back up a bit. We do have over 200 registrations already prepaid for the weekend.
Fantastic.
So we are sitting in a good spot, but I'm going to put a plea in here for, so anybody who has any talents for volunteering with us, especially in fundraising areas, we are struggling to get a corporate sponsor. Possibly because it's not 2027 yet, but, we have lots of great ideas. We just, sometimes we don't know who the right person to contact is. So just reaching out there, if anybody has any contacts in any individuals, small businesses, or corporate businesses that are in a position to donate to such an epic event like we're going to be putting on, celebrating Irish traditions, cultures, of storytelling, music, dance, and Irish language, and the revival of them all. Like, it's such a big thing right now. You've heard about the FLA that was just in Belfast.
Yep.
We're going to be having the Belfast contingent coming from the arts cultists there as part of our convention as well. I mean, they will be promoting their big event in August next year.
Yeah.
But we'll be, and they probably only be 10 or 12 of them. But we're so happy to be having so many from Ireland coming to our convention. I mean, I'm calling it that. It is called the Cultural Experience now. We did that so that we could maybe get some extra grants.
Okay.
Because when you narrow it down to Cultus Culturieran, it's not as wide as what we can maybe reach out to try and get more funding.
So, and as it is a convention, do a lot of motions come on the floor from branches or regions around North America? And is there much business done?
Well, I'll be honest with you. Our region is not the fondest of long, long meetings that sometimes can happen at these things. So as far as it goes for meetings, it's actually only like the ones that are for Cultus members.
Right.
And delegates are on the Friday. And the Friday morning will be the regional events.
Yeah.
So we have Canada East, Canada West. They usually join us because there's only two branches in Canada West, Saskatoon and Winnipeg. So we kind of team up for Canada. Then we across the North American, the United States, we have like the Northeast region, the Midwest region. There's another region. I think they have four regions. So I think we're five regions in total, six, sorry. And that's, they all have their regional meetings in five or six of the meeting rooms.
Okay.
And in the afternoon from 1 till I think it's 4:30, maybe 5, I think it's scheduled, we have the provincial meeting.
Okay.
And that's where we all join with the, all of us together. And those are when, some big motions can be brought up, but it's not really the general year to year business that has to be done is, you know, we just move through it on the agenda and carry on, right? And we do have two members on the provincial board that are Canadian representatives. We have Stefan Hannigan, who's a delegate.
Yeah.
And we have Oscar Moo, who's out of Oscar lives in Ottawa. He's our provincial Irish language officer. Sorry, I can't say it in Irish. I'm still learning vocal. But he's one of our representatives on the board as well, the provincial board. And then
Oscar is a wonderful guy. You know, to put it in context, Oscar is not Irish, but is a fluent Irish speaker.
And teacher.
He is, and as his name might imply, Oscar Moo. Oscar comes from a different heritage, but again, he has been to Connemara on a scholarship and has come back as a fluent Irish speaker and a wonderful, powerful member of CULTAS up here in Ottawa. A wonderful person.
And he's the chairperson of the CULTAS Ottawa branch, Ottawa Irish Arts. So he's working hard up there and they're doing magic. We love it. So that's the other thing I can back up a bit as well, that this is a regionally hosted event this year, this time. And that means just like in Buffalo, I'm not sure if you were there, Austin, but all of our branches are participating in this to help us plan it. Even if they're not in the Toronto area, we meet weekly on Zoom every Friday evening. Get it? Get out of town. Every Friday evening, we meet for at least 1 to 2 hours, and it's been ongoing for a year and a half. It's quite something that we've undertaken, and that's our branches are a small contingent in CULTAS Montreal. We have Hamilton Irish Arts, Harp of Terra, which is in Kingston. The Langan-Gorman is where the location is this year, in Toronto near the airport, like you said, and that is in Toronto. Ottawa Irish Arts. We have St. John CULTAS, and we have Sudbury Irish Arts. And as of September, which is only a week away, we have a brand new CULTAS branch in our region, and that's in London, called the Forest City Irish CULTAS. So we're very excited that we have 7 or 8 branches that are helping us with this.
So and
everybody brings different talents and skills to the table. So the more the merrier. We just
One of the things to make anything like this a success is volunteers.
Oh yeah.
I'm sure you must have a volunteer coordinator, and do we need to put a call out there that people should look to see if that weekend, the first weekend in April, it is something that they could possibly put in their calendar and offer their talents that would help make something like this run really well?
I'm actually about to put an email out. I have it drafted, and I was just going over it with the committee, that we're going to reach out again to all of our branches. I mean, it is a CULTAS event. But we would, obviously, we would, anybody that can volunteer, you don't have to be a CULTAS member, but we're going to put it out to them that, you know, it's not just the 4 days that this is going to entail. We have been planning since, May of 2024, I believe, when we were kind of asked, do you think we're ready to do this again? And Stefan Hannigan and I and a few others looked at each other and went, maybe. And then by October, I went, we are ready. We're going to do this. Somehow we will take this on and try it. You never know until you try. And, like you said, we can't do it alone. We have about 10 people on the working committee. ranging from like 16, 17 years old to, you know, I won't say other ages, but we're going to be focusing on youth for this convention. We have, like I said, several are coming from Ireland. We have another contingent coming from Tinucoil. I think I hope I've said that right. And they are bringing 14 youth, I believe, and then their chaperones. So they are going to be leading workshops for young people that are
Excellent.
25
Excellent.
And under, I believe is the age. And they're going to have their own section and like their own kind of room to eat and do the workshops and whatever else we have planned for them.
Right.
They also have something called a Trisco for the youth. So that's, I don't know if you've been keeping an eye on under 25-year-old Irish music lately, and that's disco, like so dancing to put to Irish music, fast Irish music. So quite interesting that that will be a feature at our
brilliant
event.
Brilliant. And we should give some coordinates, because then when we give the coordinates, I do want to briefly talk about the convention that is coming up for the Eastern region. The website for any information on this is, you can go, if you do a search for Cultus Culture Experience 2007, it'll bring you to the website. That's probably the easiest way. That's CUMHALTAS, Cultus Culture Experience 2027. And it'll bring you to the site where you can get all the information. But before that, you did say you have the convention is coming up in the end of October.
Well, that's a meeting. It's a general meeting for our region.
Yep.
It's an annual general meeting for our region. And we have the guests from the North American province are joining us for that, because they do come, the board, the executive board comes to see the venue and get familiarized with it and meet the people that are going to be serving us and taking care of us. I mean, we've already signed on the dotted line.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We've paid the deposit. So we know it's a done deal. It's just that they do like to come and see what it's like and get familiarized. Like I said, right. It's hard to picture from October to April what the weather's going to be like, but they will, because I know when we first went to see it, there was snow everywhere. And we're like, okay, in April, there better not be snow. Some years there is. But
maybe
but
not.
It's very close to the airport, and they have a shuttle that's included in your booking for your room. So we'll have to double check on that and get that uploaded soon too. How that works, if you have to pre-book a shuttle from the airport,
right?
It's like literally. Actually, I will not say a 10-minute drive, because it depends on the time of day in Toronto. if you were to drive now at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, it's probably only a 10-minute drive.
Okay. At that meeting at the end of the year, it gives an opportunity for all the various branches to kind of get up to speed, realize what needs to be done, roll up the sleeves and get everything in place so you're ready for April.
Yeah, we will have a good overview of where we're at so they know, because we are supported by the provincial council, obviously, and by MEHL, which is out of Ireland, but organized by the North American province here.
Right.
So we are excited that they are supporting us to get through this undertaking as well. And as you know, Cultus also had the 75th anniversary. So that's been exciting last year or two. There's been so many events celebrating and so much more correspondence from Ireland. The chores are even thicker. It's just been good timing for us to take this on, I think.
Indeed. Well, we need to wrap up, Anne. And again, go to your search engine and put in Cultus Cultural Experience 2027, and it'll bring you to where you need to go. And all the links will be there as well, that you can get tickets, you can book your hotel. A variety gives a register for Cayley's, the various ones, and the workshops, all there. Everything is there, so you can do your registration and get your purchases in. And
you need to click on read more for more information. Some people were just scrolling saying this doesn't say much. Yep. There's a, in small print, it says read more. It's like an arrow down.
Yeah, read full
and
description.
Also, can I also just let people know that that is just our Bloom tickets. We are hoping to have a website soon rather than just Bloom tickets, which is how you order your tickets, have
okay.
your packages and your a la carte items. But if you also follow us on Facebook, Cultus Canadian Eastern Region, you will get more information, more updates. We also have a Instagram. I don't think we have others yet, but those two for sure.
Excellent.
And, you'll find us and just pop us a note if you have any questions. Heard from some people in Boston the other day, so I'm happy to help in any way I can. And I really appreciate this footage interview and the support from Irish
Excellent.
Radio Canada and Austin Comerton.
Thank you, Anne. Bye for now.
Take care now.